Good morning, Wiley and McClave, United Methodist Churches and our communities. What a week it has been. We have gone through so much and all the headlines that have come our way, the changes to our plans, and no doubt the stress and the anxiety that we may be feeling with all these changes, but also out of concern for those whom we care about. And when we hear of news of people who are struggling, it adds a lot to us. It makes this last week seem like a whole year in just 7 days. But here we are on Sunday, the first day of the week, a day in which we as followers of Christ, we gather together to be connected with our God and also be connected with each other. Even if we're having to do it from a distance, we are still connected. We are still grounded in the hope and the life that our God shares with us now and all of our days. Today for the sermon, I'm reading out of the book of Romans in chapter 8, starting at verse 18, going through 39. For me, it's a favorite passage of mine. And as we're in the season of Lent and going through this tumultuous period, I believe it's important for us to take a look, at our struggles, to look at those fears, and to also recognize the hope and the life that God has for us in spite of those fears and those struggles. So I invite us to hear these words starting at verse 18 of chapter 8 of Romans. It is a longer reading than we usually do, but they're important words. So hear these words. I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory about to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the children of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not of its own will, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to decay and will obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. We know the whole creation has been groaning in labor pains until now, and not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes in what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but the very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. And God, who searches the heart, knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. We know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to His purpose. For those whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, in order that He might be the firstborn within a large family. And those whom He predestined, He also called. And those whom He called, He also justified. And those whom He justified, He also glorified. What then are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not withhold His own Son, but gave Him up for all of us, will He not with Him also give us everything else? Who will bring any charges against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? It is Christ Jesus who died, yes, who was raised, who's at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of God, from the love of Christ, excuse me? Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all day long. We are counted as sheep to be slaughtered. No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. These are the words of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. As I shared a moment ago, this week has been filled with so much that has come our ways. Many of you I've seen are finding a new normal, if that could be found at this time, a way of settling into a routine with what, quite honestly, has come our way. None of us chose for us to go through this week. None of us thought we would be going through this at all. But I believe what's so important for us in this time is to be grounded in our faith. You've heard that message from me several times this week, to be grounded in the hope that comes to us from our God, the hope that comes to us from Christ. I believe these words written to us by Paul further ground us in that hope, further ground us in the love that our God has for us, the love that comes to us through Jesus Christ. These are words to me that when I have struggled, I have turned to. And I believe in this time as well, it's time for us to come to these words of hope, these words of hope that have been with us through the ages, words of hope that have gone through other pandemics, words that have gone through other spreads of disease, words that have gone through hardship before. As we go also through Lent, we've been examining ourselves, examining our faith, examining our perceptions of topics, and even examining those cultural perceptions of topics that can affect our faith. But for us, I believe now in this moment as well, is that we consider the long arc, the greater story, the greater hope that is found for us. See, these words from Paul, that missionary, who went around the Eastern Mediterranean proclaiming the good news, proclaiming the gospel, really that first great missionary of the faith. And we remember Paul so well because of how much of the New Testament that we have. His letters to churches, the instruction he gave is foundational for how we understand the gospel, how we understand Christ, how we understand our faith. But Paul went through hardship. Paul went through difficulty. Paul was imprisoned for a time period even. And I believe for us, when we think about our greater arc of our faith, the story of our faith, I believe it's comforting for us, knowing that these words that Paul wrote to us, they come from knowing hardship, they come from knowing difficulty, they come to us knowing pain as well. Yet in Paul, in all of his experience, wrote the words that come at the end of this reading that, for me, is foundational. That foundation, to faith that grinds me when times are tough, but also when times are good as well. Asking that question, verse 35, who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Were these words written, just recently, or were they written 2,000 years ago? Written in that hardship, knowing pain and difficulty. And it goes on saying, as it is written, for your sake we are being killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen to these words. And these words know that difficulty of life, the difficulty of hardship, the difficulty of struggle. For us in our Lenten examination, I believe it's important for us to look at our fears and our struggles, to examine how they are impacting us, how they're affecting our relationships, how it's affecting our faith. but not in a way that we dwell on those fears or those struggles, or they somehow become central. But recognizing them, naming them, acknowledging for what they are, but also reminding ourselves that even with those fears and struggles that we have named, that we've examined, that we have recognized, recognizing that nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, that nothing can get in the way of the love that our God has for us, that nothing can get in the way of the hope that is there for us, that nothing can get in the way of the coming resurrection that is there for us. There are days ahead that may be difficult, that may be more challenging than we may want to acknowledge, more difficult than we planned on. But I have full hope, full trust, full belief that we will not be abandoned, that we will not be forsaken. And I want to lift up also to you out of these words of Scripture a part here, because when the days are difficult and we find those fears and those struggles, if they're beginning to overtake us, it can have that moment where we just don't know what to do, or we don't know where to turn, or how to pray or anything. And I'm so thankful that Paul wrote for us in Romans, reminding us of how the Spirit intercedes when we don't know how to pray as we ought. You know, verse 26 of chapter 8, likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. And God, who searches the heart, knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. I know we have fears, we have struggles, but our God sees them. Our God knows them. And our Spirit intercedes and is with us. The Holy Spirit is there interceding with us, praying when we don't know how to pray. That is hope that can carry us through these days. That is hope that can carry us through the weeks to come. Brothers and sisters, we know hope. We know there is resurrection. We know there is life coming. Let us embrace that hope in this time. Even though it's not Easter yet, we're still in Lent. We're still in that time of where we're called to examine, to prepare. But we know resurrection is coming. Let us embrace that hope. Let us embrace that joy that is everlasting. On this Sunday, as we have gathered, as we worship, and as we connect, brothers and sisters, nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Let us embrace that. Make that part of our foundation in this time. But not only for this time, but for all of our days, and for our lives to come. Let us embrace hope in all that we are doing. Amen.